This is a previously recorded episode. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Tell me you love me. I need a good laugh. I'm holy water. You need a good bath. Whiskey and perfume. You had a nightcap. Now how about that? I've got a new friend, a perfect stranger. He's got a bullet with your name in the chamber. I'm body organ, rearranger. You feel my danger. This I'm a bitch, guess the last word. All your excuses keep coming faster, but your mouth can't outrun my blaster. This time a bitch gets the last word. This time a bitch gets the last word. Don't try to lie.
Against the office door. Now every memory's a lie you were telling. You go out the victim and I go out the felon.
This time a bitch gets the last word. All your excuses keep coming faster, but your mouth can't outrun my blaster. This time a bitch gets the last word. This time a bitch gets the last word. Don't try to lie, cause I know your password. Now here's your violin.
Time. Welcome to the Nooner Show. I'm Jay Dubs.
And I'm Denise Brennan Nelson.
And we're broadcasting live from PodcastDetroit.com from the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming in fabulous Ferndale, Michigan. And it's hump day.
Woo! We're back.
And guess who's in the house with us today? We have several people.
Go ahead.
You don't have to guess because you can look. But from the five-year show, our mentor, who we look up to.
Yes.
Mr. Stone.
We look up to because he's
Perkins.
What, 6 foot four.
No, you want to be Stone Perkins.
I do.
Yeah, but I said we really can't do that today because he's here.
Stone, I want your voice so bad. Well, my husband probably wouldn't appreciate that. But as far as a radio voice goes, it doesn't get any better than Stone Perkins.
No, I agree.
Don't you think?
It's sexy. Yeah.
Plus, you can tell that he's done a little bit of, work on just knowing when to elevate it and when to bring it
down.
You
think he does warm-ups and stuff like that before?
Oh, hell yeah.
He does?
Oh, yeah.
Stone, yeah. You have some secrets.
I think he has a side job, but we won't go there.
Find out today. Well, thanks for being here, Stone.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
And we have Big John, and he does have a wife. Yes. Joanne, we've heard about you. I mean, I've known you forever, but, you know, every time Big John participates, he says, Joanne's coming. We're like, okay, great. And Denise is like, where's Joanne? Is
I make
really
up a name tag for Joanne.
I
know.
I locked in the closet.
And she doesn't show up. So this time you tell me, oh, by the way, Joanne's coming. It's like, I'm not even making a name tag up for her.
So but welcome. No. And we have our lovely tech, Jessica, here today. So the the game plan has changed.
It has changed. And we are so sorry to let all of our listeners that are tuning in, hoping that Charlie Hune would be here with us today, or at least from Florida.
Yes.
Via Skype.
Right.
But unfortunately, he's sick.
He is sick, and he feels really bad. He's sent a few text messages. Yep. And, you know, he doesn't want to do the interview just, you know, trying to get through it. He wants to do it because... And he wants to be into it. So
no.
I respect that. He wants to reschedule and he apologizes. And I told him to listen to the show because we're still going to talk about him.
We are. We're going to talk behind his back.
Yeah. We sure are.
No. You know what? It's going around. I know a lot of people.
This time of the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would rather have him, you know, with us when he feels really good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's worse than not feeling well and having to answer a bunch of questions and all of that. And honestly, he probably heard what kind of questions we throw at him.
Oh, yeah. So he probably said, I'm not doing this.
I'm not up for that.
What the hell's a nooner show?
I'm not up for a nooner.
Now, who wouldn't be up for a nooner?
I know.
Are you kidding me, right?
My boyfriend wants to meet you guys so bad.
Does he want a nooner? Look at Jessica. Not with you, old ladies.
No. I don't know. I'll ask him when I get home.
How come you haven't invited him?
I don't know.
To be
maybe
part
I'll
of
text
our live
him and
audience.
Tell him to come up here. He usually works from home on Wednesday, but he can come up here and
does
have a
glass of
wine.
Does he listen to us?
Yeah.
He does?
Uh-huh.
Oh, maybe that's why we had that. See?
That's why he wants to
What's
meet us.
Huh?
What's his
Chris.
Hi, Chris. Happy New Year, Chris.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Anytime you want to come up for a nooner, Chris, feel free.
We'll
this is going to be
you.
A good afternoon, I think.
Way to dirty it up.
Excellent.
Don't think it.
It's okay. I'll share with you guys.
Excellent.
But no, you know what? I can't wait to interview him, though, because I think with all the research we did on him, just his personality, and you can tell just by how conscientious he is about having to cancel, he just sounds like a cool guy.
You know, I was really looking forward to it. And again, he's offered to reschedule. I'm sure we will. I was so excited to interview him for a lot of reasons. One, he is a native of Michigan.
Right. And a big Michigan sports
he
fan.
He keeps up, of course, and we're going to talk about the MSU game.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of my first questions for Charlie was, are you going to be watching the game on New Year's Eve?
Well, if he's sick, he's obviously going to be watching the
game. Right. Well, and even if he's not, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will be watching that game, but we'll get to that. But he's just had such an amazing career.
Right.
He's done so many, worked with so many different bands and Ted Nugent and Alice Cooper and
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix, I think I read was his
Humble
first
Pie.
Concert. Humble Pie. Mm-hmm. And now with Fall.
You know what? It's interesting because in the research, and I'm sure you read this too, but he talked about with the touring and everything else, and everything that could possibly go wrong would go wrong. And for him, it was always about it didn't matter what was going wrong. He had to get on stage and make the people sing and make the fans smile. And
make them happy.
And that's what it was about. And I was thinking to myself today, well, okay, we don't really have a backup today, so that's okay.
You know what? Jackie, you talk about it all the time, that how setbacks become comebacks. And when we first got that text, we were like, what do you mean he's not coming? But you know what? We'll make the most of it. We've got Stone here.
Yes.
We've got Big John and his lovely wife, Joanne. We've got Jessica. You know what? We're going to make the most of it.
Yep.
We're going to talk about a lot of other things.
Right.
And, you know, we have a call-in line. People certainly can call in, ask some questions. We'll keep you posted on our Facebook when we will be rescheduling with the legendary Charlie Hune. And,
from Foghat.
In the meantime, I'm just going to come up with even better questions, scarier questions.
Yeah. Don't tell him that if he's listening.
I have a question. I can't imagine this Charlie even has time to be sick.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
What a list of accolades. And this is one busy cat.
Right.
To even have time to be ill.
Right.
It's like, really?
Right.
Well, they're working on a new album.
Right. Which is going to be released next year.
And it's called Under the Influence.
Right.
Are you sure you're not under the influence, Charlie?
No. You know what? They're pretty disciplined. I mean, did you know their wine They have the wine fall cat cellars.
I wanted to ask him about this, the wine.
And his drummer was interviewed and said, "We never drink before a show." And I wanted to talk to you about that because I think this nonsense has to stop.
wait.
Cheers, by the way,
you're
everyone.
You're not. Gonna...
Hey, I redeemed myself with Stone.
I have three Scrooges beer here. Yes. Winter Ale. This is awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, Stone, explain to people why Jackie felt compelled to bring you beer today.
A couple of weeks ago, should I do this? Should I? Well,
yeah, you can sugarcoat it if you want.
A couple of weeks ago, well, I'll just be direct, okay? A couple of weeks ago, we were hanging out on the Five Gear Show on the IT and the D toy drive, which was a blast.
It was.
And Jackie, who always brings wonderful gifts to the shows, brought some wine for some of us. And before the night was over, Jackie actually got thirsty and did not bring her own wine. So her gifts turned into boomerang gifts. And she re-gifted right in front of us.
No, wait, let me interrupt. I have to interrupt.
She did ask
I have
first,
to defend
though.
My yeah, friend
do.
And co-host.
Because you we instigated were, it.
Well,
you set me up.
Wait, I'm
like
getting
a
ready
man.
To defend you. Be nice.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right. Yeah,
right,
go ahead.
Right. Well, we went to a place where she expected there to be wine.
Right.
And
yes.
though they have some of the most amazing beers,
yes,
she's not a beer
do.
Drinker.
No.
So I feel like she made the best out of a terrible situation. She didn't have anything to drink, and she's like, oh, what am I going to do? Should I run to the store? Oh, no. I'll just use Stone's gift.
No, wait. But before I had Stone's gift, Karen Hubbard, we had a gift for her.
Oh,
and
yes.
there was a bottle of wine. We drank her wine first. I shouldn't say we.
I know. Why am I always in your pocket like a little mouse?
Because I need to justify my actions and not be the only one doing something so tacky.
You were a blast.
I want to say that, you know what, I had no problem with that at all. In fact, I thought
horrible.
The night was dynamite.
It was
a lot of fun. Boy, you weren't feeling any pain at all.
I don't remember the night, to be honest. All I remember is that I drank your wine and Aunt Karen's, and I knew I had to replenish before I gave those gifts out again.
It was great. It was a great time.
It was fun.
It was so much fun. It was so loud and crazy in there, and then you put those headphones on, and you block that out, and it was a great experience.
Well, and speaking of Detroit podcast, let's talk about, I'm sure you saw this, right?
Go ahead, just in case I haven't.
The best locally focused podcast was IT and the D. I mean, they made the list, which I think is really cool.
Well, it wasn't just IT and the D. It was podcastdetroit.com, which is, we're under that umbrella.
Right.
So are
you thinking it's us and not them?
Well, no. It's just that this
what's their whole network?
Right. And what they did was they selected five podcasts in the Detroit area that focus on Detroit happenings, which, of course, I know Stone's
music.
Podcast does, his music does. He loves the local groups and bands and singers and all of that. And we were under that umbrella. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Dave and Bob, obviously. It's their –
Thank God, Denise, because if they're listening, we're probably going to get
Well,
canned.
No. Are you kidding me? I'm just thrilled to be affiliated with
Well, no,
them.
But you know how amazing these two guys – I mean, they started this one like 4 years ago or something like that. They now have over 300,000 weekly listeners.
Right.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. And she
and I think it was at 298,998 and then our two listeners kicked it up to 300,000 weekly.
We've got more than that.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, you do. Uh-huh. Yes, you do. Right.
Yes,
well,
we
hey,
do.
You know what though? I do have a gift for this network and I brought it today and I'm not taking it back.
Must not be alcohol.
No, it's not alcohol. But I have a new bell for us.
All right.
And it
Look
says,
that.
Ring for a beer.
Oh.
So I'm going to leave it here.
Could you open it?
Oh,
ring
God,
it?
That would get real dangerous.
Be the first ringy ding on that bell.
Honestly, I had a wine one, but I did keep that one.
Hey, you know what? Don't feel bad because both
Here's
your presents are still sitting under my quickly dying tree.
All right. Ring for a beer.
That's
this is
going to
be
like
the new
that.
Bell. For Podcast Detroit for their award.
I swear, people start
making
using
the
that and expect me to go grab them beers.
You're going to throw it out and won't be here next
week?
Yeah.
No, I would not. I'd bring them water.
Okay, so anyway, how was everybody's Christmas? Oh, my God, we're over with that.
Yeah, Christmas is over. Presents are unwrapped. Yeah. And Yeah. Yeah. I went.
Well, except for yours. Your guys' is late. It's sitting under my dying Christmas tree.
Just, I'll save it till next year.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll still be together.
Yeah. So everybody had a good time.
Everybody had a good time.
Christmas was great. Christmas was great. Yeah.
What'd you do, Stone?
You know, we spent a lot of time. We had some of our grandkids came in from out of town. The families came in. So there was a whole lot of family time. And, you know, just constant parties for the most part. So Christmas, to me, it really is a part about the family and the kids. So it hit home. It was perfect. It was nice.
Did you read to the grandkids 'Twas the Night Before Christmas?
I didn't.
No, because Denise
My wife
wanted,
did.
Oh, she wanted you to read it. Denise kept saying,
'Twas the night before Christmas.
See? Went you know, all through the house.
By the way, on your show last week, that was dynamite when you were reading it and then pointing to the kids to finish the sentence. Yeah. That was funny as hell.
Well, except that there were a few listeners that were confused as to whether they were supposed to say what the story really was or they were making things up. The truth was they were supposed to say what they thought it was.
Which was funny.
I thought so, too, but I guess I wasn't.
I think you should continue that with other things down the road, actually.
Oh, like songs.
Like do something that's real obvious to most of us and then have guests in there and kind of just put them on the spot.
Hey, thank you, Stone. You know? I thought it was funny. Yeah. Then I realized it was going to take too long to get through that whole book, you know. Yeah. But I could so hear you reading that story, Stone.
You know, we should tag team it.
I'll be Mama in her kerchief, and you can
God.
Be. Me
oh,
in
here
my
we
cap.
Go. The Nooner show's getting off track here.
Now listen, well, wait, I
no,
want to talk.
No, oh. Let's talk about Santa Claus.
Oh,
Santa
yes.
letters.
Yes, yes, yes.
Santa letters.
Yes.
Well, okay. I'll tell you what.
Stone wrote one.
He's still waiting for Santa to
respond. I only recently
respond.
Stopped believing in Santa Claus because, you know, if you stop believing, that's less gifts.
No, if you stop believing in Santa Claus, you get
underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Underwear.
Stone.
That was well, you know, it was a drinking night. It's hard to remember
Stone,
all that
Stone
stuff.
Is saying, well, that's what his wife gives him anyway, Victoria's
well,
Secret
I might
underwear.
Need,
he
I might need
that.
Underwear.
Red ones with little snowmen on them.
Denise goes commando, so it doesn't matter to her.
Did I tell you that?
The things you can learn on the Nooner Show.
Yeah. Okay. So
well,
tell
but
us
anyways,
about.
Yeah, I stumbled across something in the newspaper I thought was pretty cool. And it was from The Observer, and I think they probably do this every year. Maybe I just don't go to this section, but kids writing letters to Santa Claus. Mm. And there were some of these I thought were pretty cool. And if you want, I can read a couple of them.
Oh, please do.
Hopefully I can see. I got the old man eyes here. Okay, this one's from Emma. She says, "Dear Santa, will you please let my grandma and papa come over for Christmas? Please make my thoughts come true." It's hard for me to read for some reason. Here we go. "I believe in Christmas. I will make your sleigh bell ring." That's odd. yeah, okay.
How old is Emma?
Little butt. Yeah. Emma's a little butt kisser here, I think.
She's 22.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Signed, Emma, 27. Santa, just warning you, come upstairs to make sure that I'm sleeping. I'm the kid that's little. Yeah, I think she's setting him up here is what she's doing.
Is this not a Playboy?
No.
Just thinking the same.
Is this How to Catch a Predator episode of Santa Edition?
Well, it gets better. She says, all your elves can come up too.
Okay, the party.
Okay.
And she continues by saying, I'm a deep sleeper. And here's a tip for your reindeer. And this next part's all in caps. Don't get food on my rug and get me cool presents. I did circle the ones I thought were kind of weird.
Are there any others?
I don't know how far you want me to go with this. There's
a
couple of
them.
This one's kind of cool here. This was from Isabella. She says, "Dear Santa, you are a great person. Sorry if you got burnt last Christmas."
Okay.
Somebody left a fire in the chimney, I'm guessing. Can you get me card games, board games, table games? Happy Christmas.
I like the fact she doesn't want electronics.
Yeah, what about you? What'd you write? Straight to the point.
You want me to read another one? I don't want to fill up too much here, but I've got a couple.
Oh, no. Read a couple more.
Okay,
come on.
Here's one here that I thought was kind of cool. Let me find this one here. This one actually, I'm going to read it as the kid wrote it, and then it's – there's a word in here that strikes me kind of funny towards the end.
Are you going to do it in a kid voice?
I might do it somehow. this is from Nathan. "Dear Santa, on Christmas, I would like if you could give me these things. First, I would like a set of StarCraft toys. Second, I would like my own phone. Third, I would like you to give me a mini Michigan State helmet. Fourth, I would be delighted if you could give me a drone.
Delighted?
Exactly. That's the word that stuck out at me that made me think this was somebody that's going, Dear Santa, on Christmas, I would like you to give me these things. First, a set of StarCraft toys. Second, I would like my own telephone. Third, I would like a small, mini Michigan State helmet.
Do they say the ages of these kids?
No. And fourth, I would be delighted if you would give me a drone. That's what it kind of comes off.
Yeah, it does. Not wow. like a little kid.
Yeah, most of these were probably
especially
written.
In your voice.
Wow.
So, Christmas with Santa.
That is really funny.
Now, do your grandkids, Stone, do they write letters to Santa?
No, they're actually a little too young yet.
Oh, okay.
We've got a window. We've got a couple that are like around 10, and then the next wave is 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, yeah.
So they're all, you know, you're still slinging them around and
right.
wiping butts and all that stuff. Right. So they're not writing letters just yet.
Pretty soon, though. Now, Jackie, did your kids write letters? Do you remember?
When they were little?
To Santa? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not now.
Oh, well, no, they still do now.
Yeah. Well, I actually saved my, you know, they'd write them and then put them in envelopes. And, of course, I wouldn't mail them to the North Pole, though. Now
really?
They have them. Well, they have a mailing. You can take
right.
them to the post
right.
office.
Yeah, you can.
And they'll collect them. I
right.
saved them in their scrapbooks. And they're so fun to read.
Do you ever go back and look at them?
Oh, yeah. And yeah. I cry and, aww. You know, reminisce. And sure.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm glad Christmas is over. I'm always glad to see it go. I love know. To see it, you know. Come and then love to see it go. And
well, and it's New Year's.
Moving on, almost.
It's New Year's.
I know. What are you looking forward to? What are you looking forward to in 2016, Jackie?
You know what? I love New Year's Eve. I love the whole, like, the ending and the beginning.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I really do. I mean, it's and I'm not one to really sit and, you know, have these New Year's resolutions because I never make any of them happen anyway. They're over in about a week. Like I, you know, start off with this big list and it's like, I know it's not going to happen. But what we used to do, though, when the kids were small, this is interesting. Our tradition was we always made homemade pizzas. And we have pictures every year of the kids making their own pizza for New Year's Eve. And then they would write their hopes and wishes and put them in a little box and we'd put them away and... And now we own a pizzeria, so we don't do
wow.
that anymore. Yeah, isn't that weird?
That's a great tradition, though.
Yeah, it's just weird, though, that that's what we did all those years, never thinking that one day we'd have our own pizzeria.
Talk about putting it out to the universe,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
connecting
no
the
kidding.
Dots there.
Exactly. Wow.
How many years did you do that prior to the pizzeria?
Gosh, I think since the kids were probably the youngest, Jean-Paul was probably 3. So we probably did it for... Well, really until the kids were, you know, teenagers and wanted to go out and sneak alcohol.
Uh-huh.
So, you know,
so,
we
you
did
know,
it for like 10 years.
And you still have the pizzeria.
Oh, yeah.
Would that
yeah.
not be a cool Christmas layout if you had pictures?
We do have pictures, actually.
And each year
yeah.
you see that? That would be pretty
that's
cool.
That's really a good
something
idea.
In your lobby. There.
Yeah,
that
no,
awesome.
You know what? You're right. That is a good idea.
Cool.
It's just weird when I started thinking about that was what our tradition was and then... Later
and it
on,
happened.
We ended up owning a pizzeria.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What are you doing this New Year's Eve?
You know what? John and I are going out to dinner, and then we're going to come home and watch the big game.
Oh, the big
yeah.
game. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who's watching the big game?
Well, now, wait a minute. I know Stone has a big show he's putting in.
Yeah. I will be missing the game.
Right?
We're hosting a New Year's Eve party at the Token Lounge.
So what's going on with that?
You know, some local bands that really punch you in the mouth with some great music. Screw, the Zots. Then there's a band actually coming out of Cincinnati called Tiger Sex joining us. It's a show, a pretty intense show, a little bit more of a punk nature.
Okay.
And we'll be at the legendary Smokin' Token Lounge.
Yeah.
And we're looking for a good time. It's going to be great.
Oh,
now
cool.
somebody will have the game on. right?
I imagine the bar would have it on you.
Are you a football fan?
Yeah. Michigan? I'm a Michigan period fan. The state of Michigan.
Yeah.
The fact that both teams did well this year was great.
Right.
I'm not one to pit one against the other. I'm glad everybody was successful.
Yeah.
And so I'm fine with that.
I feel the same way. I mean, I'm a Michigan State fan.
Yeah.
If Michigan and Michigan State's playing, I'm going to root for Michigan State. But if Michigan's playing anybody else, I'm going to root for them.
Right.
But I am definitely looking forward to the game.
Well, hold on. I'm sorry. Let me ask you about the show, though. Is it buy tickets?
Well, you can. You don't have to buy in advance. You can go to the
you
door.
Can, and how much are they?
$10.
$10.
Wow, okay. That's pretty cheap for that many great bands.
Yep.
Yeah, that really
a little
is.
Over $250 a band.
And what
like
time
that.
Does it start?
The doors are at 8. The bands will kick off between 9 and 10. And we'll run right up to midnight and have a toast at midnight. And then the headliner, Tiger Sex, will take over from there.
Great.
And that's a pretty intense show. They're actually a national touring act that bounces all over the place.
Oh, wow.
We were real lucky to get them to sign on. Plus our homegrown talent, Screw and the Zots. We had the Zots on the show a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Great bands with great sound.
Very cool people, too. Talented and very cool.
Yes.
I think I met them.
Good to hang with cool peeps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially on New Year's Eve.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, what a good way to ring in the new year. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the game.
Yep.
Let's just go
so
back
So what
to
are you
that.
Doing New Year's Eve?
We're having the kids, Rebecca and AJ.
Party
we're having a little bit of a party. I'm cooking crab legs and fondue, and we'll watch the first game at 4 o'clock, and then we'll watch the to Michigan State and Alabama. Now, I don't know if you've seen. I don't know how big of a fan you are, Jack. But there's a there's something going around. They've taken all of the sports people saying that Michigan State's going to lose.
Oh,
and they've compiled it, and they're using it to kind of rev up Michigan State fans, and I'm sure the coach is using it to rev up his players.
Oh,
because everybody's saying Alabama's going to win.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what? Wouldn't you rather be the underdog?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think there's more pressure on you if you're everybody's saying you're going to win, you're going to win, you're going to win?
So is this a video? Did somebody
it's
do
a video. It's
so
I think
of,
it's on
of
YouTube.
Snippets from
Little
all
snippets.
This different people saying that Alabama's going to win?
I'll pick Alabama.
And this is going around on YouTube or the internet? Or
yes.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Apparently it's pretty big.
Oh, no kidding.
I watched it, and it does kind of, if you're from Michigan and you're a Michigan State fan, you kind of get a little like, whoa, wait a minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, and let's see. Michigan is number 3. Michigan State is number 3. Alabama's number 2.
Okay.
But they're giving Alabama, I think, at least like 10 points.
Really?
Right. So, and then the Clemson-Oklahoma game, I think, comes before that at 4 o'clock. So everybody's saying it's going to be Clemson and Alabama. And I say everybody loosely, but
do you ever watch the 30 for 30 documentaries, the sports documentaries?
No.
I'm not into sports, but I love the documentaries.
I think
they're
brought this
so
up before.
Good. Well, no, this reminds me of they had one with Mike Tyson and Holyfield. What's his name?
Yeah. Evander Holyfield.
Yeah. Evander Holyfield. Back when they were having the first big fight. And everybody was saying Mike Tyson. It was the same thing. All the interviews all over the country, everybody had their money on Mike Tyson. And guess what happened?
Yeah. What?
Holyfield won.
The guy with the tasty ears won.
Oh, yeah.
Because he got his ear. Was that the fight he got his ear bit?
No,
Mike
that
Tyson?
Was the second one.
Second fight.
That was the second one.
That's one sport I'm not a real big fan of. Ooh, I can't stand watching people hit each other.
Hey, we're going to have
which
an
MMA. Kind of football.
Hey,
but
wait a minute. We're going to have a MMA fighter on January 6th.
Yeah, but that's women. That's different.
It is?
I'm just teasing.
Well, that's going to be a good interview. I can't wait.
Oh, I know. I'm looking forward to it.
This little girl will kick. We need her on our team.
We need to have her teach us a few things.
Oh, yeah, that'll be funny. You should see what
actually,
she looks like.
I'm thinking about taking some boxing classes. My sister Teresa's been taking some boxing classes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I say boxing, but it's, it's more just to get in shape. It's not to kill somebody.
Sure.
Other than the bag that's standing in front of you.
Yeah. Well, we can ask her for a few tips.
Yeah,
a few pointers.
I think we will. When's she on the show?
January 6th.
Oh, that's soon.
Yeah.
You realize.
It's next week.
Next week.
I know.
Holy crap, it is next week. Man, time flies, doesn't it?
So I know you've talked about you don't have resolutions.
No,
not
really.
I wondered if there's something you're looking forward to saying goodbye to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like what? Oh.
Like my belly. Like this Cabernet that I'm carrying right here.
Hello, belly. Goodbye, belly.
P
Pinot Grigio I'm carrying.
Okay.
Chardonnay.
All right.
Cabernet.
So you're saying goodbye to that. What else are you saying goodbye to?
Clutter. Seriously.
Oh. Hey, remember that book, The Magic Art of Tidying Up? You know there's a spoof on that. Did I bring this up last week?
No.
There's a spoof, a book that's been written called The Magic Art of Not Giving a F-U-C-K.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Who wrote it?
I'm not sure. I saw it somewhere and I thought, oh, wow, what a great idea, because there's been so much made of the other book. And so this is just the opposite of. Like, who really cares how you put your stuff in the drawers, and who really cares, you know?
Really?
Yes. Doesn't that sound interesting?
Wow, that does sound interesting.
I know. I'd like to take a look at that, because I did read the first book and found a lot of, you know, useful tips in it.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the not giving a, you know, an F
will be,
what could be useful as well.
Sure.
You know? So what about you, Stone? What are you looking forward to saying goodbye to in 2016?
Gosh, you know, actually, as far as, like, say, right here, I think the jitters of getting a show going here. I'm ready to let that go, and I'm ready to attack 2016, feet running, hit the ground, going, punching everybody in the mouth, just going, making it happen. I think I'm really excited about that as far as the network goes. As far as family, I just want to keep enjoying the grandkids, taking better care of myself, you know, the typical things, which I do better as I get older, because I think as you get older, you start thinking about the end of the line and you start thinking, well, I better get going with some, you know, start to take better care of yourself. So eating better, taking better care of myself, I guess.
Drinking more.
Well, you know, I actually am not a big drinker, but I started to be when I started here.
When
you met Jackie?
Not the Nooner Show.
No, not the Nooner Show, but the podcast network brought my drinker back out. I actually was kind of low on the drinking scale.
So we should thank Dave and Bob for that, too.
Well, we have a great – it's the sponsor, and that's the damn good beer that they have.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, falling down beer.
Falling down beer, yep.
So.
It doesn't help that every 5 minutes I'm like, who wants to do a shot?
This one right here is
I'm an enabler.
She is.
What about you, Jessica?
Do you want to do a shot?
She's ready.
I wondered what you're looking forward to saying goodbye to.
Negative thinking, doubting myself, and fear, because I think fear is the most crippling thing on the planet and holds everybody back from their fullest potential. So this year, I'm just going to, for lack of a better term at the moment, man up and put my big girl panties on and take 2016 on like a boss. The year off, I'm finally getting my hair done on New Year's Eve. So it'll be a new look, a new me, and all around improvement.
You know what?
Bye, Felicia, to 2015.
Change your hair, you'll change your life.
That is true, says the woman that owned a salon and has been in the business.
Semi-retired now.
Well, what does a guy like John do then? I mean, you can't really change your hair.
No.
you and I both, John, right?
That's right.
He could get a tattoo on that bald head.
That's what I wanted to do.
Oh, he will.
No.
Really? Oh, no.
He has a million tattoos.
Do flames.
His wife. Oh, I like that.
You like Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I got Cartman.
Oh, my God, you do.
He's showing us his chest with a South Park carton on there.
We need to take a picture of that and put it on Facebook.
That's awesome.
So everybody knows why we just went,
I've seen many tattoos, and that one's super original. So I've never seen a South Park tattoo on anyone.
Wait, I have to go back to you for a minute, Jessica. For those of you that don't know what Jessica looks like, she has hair down to about the middle of her back when it's
she's
not
beautiful.
In a ponytail.
Yeah, when I sit down, it's almost down to my bum.
What are you having done?
I'm just going to get a ton of it chopped off, and then I'll get an ombre dark underneath and some blonde on top like I like it.
Wow.
And then I got to go get my tan on so I don't look like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. I love what you said about fear.
Yeah. Yes.
It cripples people.
It does.
It really does.
And
it holds you back from your potential.
That when you're afraid of something, once you do it, it's like – the fear that I was thinking was way worse than actually doing it.
Right. Yeah, because then you're like, so I tackled that. I conquered that. Why was I such a sissy about it to begin with?
Why'd I wait so long?
Fear can manifest. It manifests itself so quickly sometimes
you.
And then you feel like you've got all this on your shoulders.
That's true.
In reality, it's just a little thing in your head that just exploded. And it's really silly.
And sometimes, you know, you just need to – that's not loud enough. Snap yourself out of it.
Right. Yeah. I like that you said like a boss.
Yeah. Like a boss. Take I have a shirt boss. That says that. A buddy of mine got it for me.
I got one for John Paul. He has one.
Did you?
Too. Yeah. He wears it to school.
I love like
it.
2016, take it on like a boss.
Like a boss. Yeah. That's going to be our.
Wow. Well, you are mantra. A boss, though, Jackie. So.
She is. Well,
no, good way.
So business savvy.
Shut up, Denise. I love how you just did that. Did you see what she just did, Stone? She goes, she gives me a compliment and then gives me a weird look. Like, nobody can see.
Backhanded compliment.
No. Yeah, there you go.
It's love.
Exactly.
It is love.
It is love. It is love. Come on. It is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There are chiefs and, you know, I mean, there are followers and.
Yep. Leaders.
Leaders. Thank you. I couldn't come up with that word.
I've not heard that word before.
Our leaders and followers and, you know, everything in between. But I found a list of the top 10 New Year's resolutions. I want to see amongst all of you if you can tell me what you think they are. What do you think?
Gym.
What do you think?
lose weight.
Sorry.
Lose weight's on here. Okay, now hold on. That's number 3.
It is?
Really?
Yes. What do you think number, well, keep going.
Quit smoking.
Quit smoking is number 4.
Pay off bills.
Okay, get out of debt is number 7.
Really?
Yep, keep going. What do you think number 1 is?
Stop gambling.
No.
Well, we know what your
that's John's list.
That must be number 11.
Make a will.
That's not on
Make
this
a
list.
Will.
Nope,
make
that's not
will?
On here.
No. Well, I don't know. Oh. It's just
shoot. All right. I'll tell you, number 1 is spend more time with family and friends.
Okay.
Oh.
Yep.
I like
number
that.
2 is fit in fitness. That came before Tame the Bulls. So exercise and then lose weight, then quit smoking. Enjoy life more is number 5. Quit drinking is number 6.
Why?
Jackie just put it
in her glasses. Not even going to bother saying that it's a lie.
7 is get out of debt. And 8 is learn something new,
ooh,
which we've kind of like done that in 2015, yeah. Right, Jack?
Number
9 is help others. And number 10 is get organized.
Wow.
Or ooh. Not give a F, right?
We do need
is
to that
11?
That
I know. Yeah, I know. We should. There is not a number 11, but those were the top 10 based on, very I think it was nice. A Huffington Post article that I read.
Interesting.
That pretty much covers most of what we want to do, don't you think?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I want to take singing lessons.
Oh, hey. I plan on calling that lady. Oh, let's go to
I know
Gather,
what you're,
Denise.
No, Jackie's thinking, you don't need singing lessons.
Yeah, you're right. You're so good.
Why are you handing me that business card?
You'll be the singing boxer before too long.
Oh, gee. Well, wait a minute. But you are taking dance lessons. Oh. You've got to be pretty good by now.
I'm so glad you brought up dance classes.
I'm sure you are.
I am. Well, only because.
Are you going to do a little
show
dance?
Show us.
Well, Tuesday nights we take dance classes.
Yeah, show us something right now. Play some
yes,
music.
I need
Let's
my partner.
It.
Do I have salsa music?
Because it's all partner music. I mean, it's all partner
I'll be
moves.
Your partner.
Just pretend. Right.
There you
just
go.
Leave.
All right.
For those of you just listening, thank God you can't see. That's all
I just showed him our turns, honey.
I don't know. That was pretty sexy. That was
nice. You
looked
really unique. Oh, put that rose in your mouth. Those beautiful flowers, by the way, Stone.
Does anybody have any of those finger symbols? Isn't that what they use? And they like dance down and belly dance?
Well, that's belly dancing.
Oh, is that? What are you doing? Salsa? What sort of dance?
It's
no, but wait, you do hip hop too.
Well, we're going to do.
I want to see
hip-hop.
You do hip hop.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, me too.
Do swing dancing.
You too.
Hip hop and swing dancing.
It's a lot of fun, though. I mean, I recommend it. You know, Tuesday night we're like, oh boy, we got to drive. We drive an hour, we dance for an hour, we drive home, and it's fun. And
an hour, where do you go?
It's exercise. It's in Grand Blanc.
Oh, you.
I'm sorry. Grand Ledge. It's in Grand Ledge, not Grand Blanc.
Okay.
Grand Ledge, towards Lansing.
So you guys having a good time with
it? We're having a great time. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully it's something we'll use. We'll certainly use it for the wedding.
Right.
One of the things I'm really looking forward to in 2016.
Yeah. And our baby's growing
our
up.
Our CEO.
Our little CEO, Rebecca.
And so I'm looking forward to it. It's, you know, it's learning something new.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, he teaches us some steps. And you should see Bob. It's hilarious. He's like, oh, why is he making this so complicated?
I would love to see Bob.
Will you take a video of him incognito and bring it in?
I'm sure we'll have a video of it.
Post it on the Nooner page.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we did try and put up a video of Denise and I for Christmas. That didn't work out.
Oh,
our
that
dancing
didn't...
video.
Yes.
We'll have to show it to these guys because I
How
have it on my
How come that couldn't
phone.
Go on our Facebook page?
I don't know. It didn't work
We'll post
out.
It after the show. All we'll right. get it on
would
there.
You know right. how to do it?
We'll get it on there. Yeah.
I'll show you. It was Denise and I that did a little Christmas dancing for everybody.
It was fun.
It was. But you know what? We do have to acknowledge. Look at these beautiful flowers.
I know. Stone brought us roses and
chocolate.
Candy, John
oh,
and Bob.
Gosh.
Yes.
What a guy. Yeah. What a guy.
What a guy.
I think we need to listen to a song right now.
We need some music. We need to, and I think we're going to play something kind of to take us into New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Jessica, what do you got for us?
So, well, first couple songs are Kid Rock, Happy New Year, and Foo Fighters next year.
Let's do Kid Rock.
Let's go with Kid Rock.
You got it.
So we're taking a little break.
We'll be.
Raise a glass. Here's to you, dear. Now I was hoping that I'd find you here just to wish you a happy new year. Kiss me pretty. Kiss me pretty when that ball drops on New York City. When that clock strikes, I'll pull you near just to wish you a happy new year. I'll quit smoking, I'll quit eating, I'm not joking, I'll quit cheating, I'll quit cursing. Let's get shit-faced, let's get shit-faced, let's get into trouble, let's get out of this place, and I'll have faith in the coast that you clear, say you love me, happy new place ain't too far. We can crawl on our knees. What we're feeling, we can't do here. Sexual healing. Happy New Year. I know you're thinking I must be crazy. Don't sweat that small stuff. Kiss me, baby. Yeah, it's September. But with you here, every night is a happy new year. A happy new year. A happy new year. Let's raise a glass. Cheers to you, dear. I'm so glad.
Wow. Kiss me. Wow, I love that song.
Cheers. That song makes you want to cheers, doesn't it?
Love it.
All right.
Thank you.
We're going to ring
our rock.
Yes.
What a great song. Kiss me pretty and where's my car keys? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, for those of you that might have come in late, we had Charlie Hune scheduled today for an amazing interview.
Yes.
We
really did have him scheduled. We have the text messages to prove it. It's not that we were just trying to get to four listeners, five listeners.
44,000, please.
Yes.
No, he's sick. He sent us a really wonderful text about
why. To reschedule.
Yeah, why he couldn't make it. And, you know, we just want him to feel better. We want him to, you know.
Right. They have a big year coming up next year. Bob
they
Hat.
Do. They've got a CD coming out, Under the Influence. Yes. And, Charlie's from Michigan, so we have lots of great questions for Charlie, and we're looking forward to having him back on. So feel better, Charlie. And for those of you that did tune in to listen to him, our apologies.
Yes.
We're making the most of it. We're making what was a brief setback. What do you mean Charlie's not going to be here?
Yeah.
To a comeback, and we're just kind of having some light, fun conversation. And Stone Perkins is here. And
from Five Gears, on Thursday nights.
Big John and his lovely wife Joanne are sitting in on this. They were hoping to listen in to Charlie, I think, but hopefully they don't mind.
So they got J-Dubs and Denise Brennan Nelson instead.
And, of course, and Jessica, which we could never do this show without her.
Thankfully, John's wife did a shot with me because nobody else would.
Always.
Yeah, the infamous Joanne who finally I got to meet. You know, one more thing about New Year's. I heard about about an interview that Jennifer Lawrence did, and she said that she doesn't like New Year's Eve.
Really?
Because, and I quote, "I always end up drunk and disappointed."
Oh, that's every weekend.
And then she said, that should be the name of my memoir.
Really?
Drunk and disappointed. Well, that's what she said.
Disappointed?
So I'm curious to know, what would your memoir be? Stone, what would the title of your memoir? Oh, The Voice.
The Voice.
That's already been done.
That sounds too much like a TV show. That you put together. I don't know.
It is.
The Booming Voice. No,
the
seriously.
Boomerang Voice.
Big Voice, Little Brain? I don't know.
Stop it.
I don't know.
Oh.
I really don't know.
You know, go ahead.
I was going to say something like that, and then I'd probably poke fun at myself throughout the whole thing, which would be kind of where I would go.
Okay.
I think.
That's okay.
What title, Jackie, would your memoir be?
Drink to Me.
Something about a pizzeria.
No.
Or wine. Or like a business.
No anchovies, please.
Wine and pizza and...
Just wine. Just wine.
Okay.
Picasso, just stop whining.
Stop whining.
Stop whining.
There you go.
That's
stop
probably been done,
drink
too.
More. Stop whining.
The guide to be a wino.
Stop whining. Drink more.
Yeah. Guide to be a wino.
Huh?
Guide to be a wino.
Ouch.
There you go. Yeah. Ouch.
Hey, no. I'm not saying you're drunk. I'm saying you like wine.
Well, everybody
so you
else
probably
says
know
it,
a
so.
Lot about wine.
It's called a boomerang wine bottles.
So it's like a how-to.
Yeah.
There's actually a writing activity that teachers do, and there's actually a book that's been put out called The 6-Word Memoir. His name's eluding me right now, but a famous author was once asked to write his memoir in 6 words, no more, no less. And it just kind of blew up, and people all over started submitting their memoirs in 6 words.
You told me about this a long time ago.
Fascinating.
Yeah. What are yours? Because I know you did this already.
Six words. Mine would definitely have something with Bumblebee in it.
Okay.
A little bumblebee.
That bumblebee took a direction for you. It changed a lot of things.
Absolutely. And it still does.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea that bumblebees weren't meant to fly but do, I still think about that.
Well, that was the beginning for you.
It was.
Yeah.
It really was. Again, as you and I always talk, there's many things that happened prior to.
Right.
Certainly our relationship and all the things. But then you connect the dots and one thing leads to the other. And certainly writing that book has changed a lot, and I still use it. I still think, you know, hey, what could I do if I didn't let fear get in the way? Being on this show with you was one of those questions. So definitely my memoir would have something about a bumblebee in it.
Well, wine bottle, bumblebee, so, you know.
We both believe in something.
That's right. We sure do. We connected the dots some way, didn't we?
Absolutely.
What are the kids doing? Is Rachel back at school?
Rachel's back at school.
Practicing?
She's back to playing basketball. You know, so many other college students have like 6 weeks off or a month or I don't know. How many weeks does Olivia have off?
About 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, Rachel had a week.
Yeah. Wow. Well, she's on the basketball team.
Right.
So.
She went back and they had a tournament down in Ohio, in Bluffton, Ohio. On Monday and Tuesday, and she's back now at college, and they're practicing. She'll be home tomorrow, and she's not going to miss out on the crab legs.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. And you know, Rebecca's working away. So what about
Rebecca.
Your kids? You've had a house full.
I have, yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had out-of-town guests for a few days, which it's been great, though. It's been a lot of fun.
It's a lot of work.
It is, but they're good. I mean, they are self-sufficient, very laid-back people. So yeah, but it's been really good. It's
you
just
like that, to cook. You've been cooking up a storm.
Yeah,
I
we've
know
been
it
cooking and, you know, drinking and drinking.
And playing
cooking
games, right? You did play Pictionary
no,
and Taboo.
No, we didn't do any of that.
What?
We didn't do any of that.
You didn't play Would You Rather?
No.
What?
No, but why don't you
But you really
play
like that,
for that
game, don't you? You like
well,
that Would You Rather
game. She has it for you
game
right now, Stone.
She is I love the questions she asks on the show.
Well, okay, now listen.
She's going to ask you right now.
Okay. This is, I'm going to give you a couple Would You Rather because Jackie won't ever let me do it. Okay. Wait, now go ahead. Go ahead and banter while I.
Oh, well, you know what? Stone was just looking at this. I went down to Third Man Records yesterday in Detroit.
I love this calendar.
God, that place was so cool. It really was cool. But anyway, I was shopping in Detroit, too, and I bought this Detroit historical calendar for 2016. Were you looking
at
this, Stone?
That's pretty cool.
Isn't
there's some great cool shots in there.
Yeah, and it just talks about every single day for next year. It references something that happened in Detroit back in the day. Uh-huh. It's
awesome.
Really cool, so we're going to use this.
I love it. I found a Would You Rather.
I'm sure you did.
Okay, this one's for Stone.
Would you rather talk okay about the calendar or not? Would you rather were, play more music?
You, you
or
were
not
done, right?
No, yeah. Well, I am now because you're the boss.
That's
like
funny
a boss.
That's don't funny be the boss of me. That's what Rachie
yeah
said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so would you rather take money out of the collection basket at church, Stone, okay, or park in a handicapped spot right in front of a guy in a wheelchair?
Oh, my.
Oh, that second one is brutal.
Yeah, well, the first yeah one's not
well
so nice
the first
either
one's not so – this is like either be a dick or be a dick, basically.
Right. Well, which one's a bigger
but you know
dick
what, though? I think you could probably get away – you could sneak under the radar with the church basket.
Okay.
You could probably slide a couple of bucks out of there and just pass it down the road there. But the whole thing with the parking spot, nah, that's,
no,
you can't get away from that.
All right.
So I would say that with the church.
See? The yeah reasoning behind these is what amazes yeah me. Okay, here's another one.
Would but you, just for the record, I wouldn't want to be a dick either way.
Right, I know. Just
okay, okay.
Of course
right
not.
But you have
all
to
right
choose between dick moves. So,
okay,
I agree
okay
with you.
How about this one? Would all you right rather get a paper cut on your tongue or have a booger in your nose that you can't quite reach all day? I did not make these up.
I would go with the booger.
Booger, for sure.
Because
really?
You could, well, the
as long
paper
as it's not flapping and anyone can
yeah
see it.
Yeah, I mean, if it, obviously, if you can't reach it, it's lodged. So you don't have
lodged
to worry about a flapper going on there. But, you know, the paper, the tongue thing would not be cool because right it's there. At least
right
the booger thing you can work on, maybe go home and shoot it
yeah
out, something like that, you know, a little pressure action.
See, Jackie, see how much reasoning goes into
yeah
these? Now, I have a girlfriend that always, she says, and this is a little crude, but I love it. She'll say, I'd rather have a paper cut on my nipple than do that.
Oh.
I know, and I'm
no
like,
way
ooh, which really means she doesn't want to do whatever it is.
Clearly.
Yeah.
That
yeah
sounds extremely painful.
Well, no, that, you know.
The question is, well, how would you get a paper cut on your nipple, really?
Maybe you're
very
going through mail
shuffling
naked
papers in the nude.
Well, how do you do your office work?
I usually take my shirt off. I must admit. Okay. I'm just lucky my nipples don't reach the table.
Neither do mine. Don't have that problem either.
Yours don't reach anything.
Here we go.
Poor Jack.
There, we
there
go.
You went there every show.
We get there
we
go.
Get pick
there
on Jackie.
That's right.
Only because I know
let me
she
see
can
yours because you don't have anything either. Why don't she get
it
that padding out of there?
Yeah, my Victoria's
secret push-up.
Secret. She only has one secret. Everybody keeps telling her.
I know. By the way, do you ever watch the Victoria's Secret show? What is it? The what's the big show?
They wear the big wings.
Oh. Yeah, just
like a pageant.
Their fashion
show.
Like, yeah, like a month
fashion
ago
show.
Yeah. Did you watch that? Did you guys
no
watch that?
I didn't watch it.
No.
I get too depressed.
Yeah, it is amazing, though, just how beautiful they are.
Oh, they are gorgeous.
I mean.
Almost
no,
not
mm-hmm
real. Almost not
yeah
real.
Well,
yeah.
Well, and when you know how much lighting and how much touch-up and, you know, all that, it's, yeah.
Was
yeah
Heidi Klum in the show?
Oh, I don't know.
Was she dressed up like
I
a,
just know that Ken,
a blood clot or something?
Kendall Jennings.
Yes.
She was in it. Was it
that
Kendall?
Was her
yeah
first
you know,
name.
I like her.
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's absolutely
so
beautiful. And she's
She's weird. She dresses up like weird things every year. That's really cool. You know, yeah. That's cool, though.
She's
I like
in fashion, so yeah, you have awesome. To dress up right. weird if you're in fashion. I think it goes with the territory.
Right. Great costume. She was the girl from Roger Rabbit this last time around.
She was Jessica Rabbit?
That was badass. Go find that. Check out the pictures. Yeah, she's pretty cool that way. That's what I like about her. She's neat that way.
Maybe we could get her on the show.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll make a call.
Yeah. Hey, have your people call her people.
No fear.
That's right.
You're my people. Yeah. Would you call her?
Sure. Let me just look her up right now.
I love it. Well, I think we have another New Year's song. I loved the Kid Rock one. Jessica, let's play another song.
You know what?
And then we'll cut. What?
You said you weren't going to drink today. Oh, and your glass is the only one that's empty.
No, mine's empty too.
Oh, you're already onto the shot and the beer and everything else.
Yeah, I'm down one beer here.
I heard Charlie wasn't showing up, I better have a glass of wine.
That's your comeback, right? For the setback?
That was our New Year's toast.
Yes, it was. Yeah. We have a little bit left here.
Oh, go ahead. I'm good. They're little glasses.
We'll give it to Joanne over there. Yeah. She's smiling quiet.
All right, let's play a song.
Would you like another New Year's song or would you like Shut Up and Dance?
Your call, Jack.
How about Shut Up and Dance?
All right. Okay. You got it.
All right, this is for Becca.
Yeah.
Be right back.
Our CEO who's working, poor thing.
I know.
When does she get a break? Not to her wedding?
Not till her wedding.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Shut up and dance, baby.
Wow, so that's the song that you're going to do a hip
hop? It's a secret.
Oh, wait. It's a secret.
Well, to anybody at the wedding. So we don't want everybody to know. So
well, but the bride knows, right?
Yes, the bride knows.
Because she's our CEO. Don't make her mad. Don't ruin that big day.
No, because if Becca ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
You got that right. There goes our career.
Yeah, right.
There we go.
She'd be posting all sorts of funny things about us. No.
So.
But I do love that song. Yeah. Shut up and dance.
Oh,
with
I can tell.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a workout song.
I know. You started looking like Richard, what's his name?
Richard Simmons.
Yeah. That's what you look like over there.
No.
Well, the way he was moving,
Talk about sexy.
That.
Richard Simmons.
Oh, those purple shorts.
And you know what? Doesn't he, no matter what he's interviewed doing, he wears those shorts.
He doesn't.
Doesn't somebody want,
like, wife beater type
It's like, doesn't somebody want to, like, tell him that maybe he should wear a suit or something?
Oh, I feel like people have told him over the years that he looks ridiculous.
I don't think he cares. I think it's that book.
That's marketing, I guess, maybe.
Right.
It goes with the personality. Hello, everyone! It works.
Oh, you are good at imitating people.
I know.
Okay, wait. I do have a quick question, though.
Okay.
You were doing radio. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time.
Well, I've been for a long time, I was doing my day gig and then kind of doing little projects here and there. And I never really took the time to get back into it. I know all through being younger and then when I graduated, it was like, I'm tired of school. I'm just going to go be a boss somewhere or try to work my way up somewhere. And then I got into that and just never got back into the radio thing. And I've just meandered around with it for a while. And it's only been maybe the last 5 years or so that I went to a college, went back and took courses, had a radio show, and then ended up here about 4 years later.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So it's a little spotty.
So what was the radio show in college?
Well, it was the Five Gear Show, actually. I took the name and brought the name here, except we changed the show. It's more of an interview show, talk show, as well as music. Back there, it was more of just a punch-in-the-mouth rock show.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's,
but you love music.
Yeah.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. And as the show was never intended to be a local music show, but after I got back out of hibernation, as I like to call it, and got going and started going to the shows, the arrow of the show began to shift towards local just because there was so much here.
And I love that you're an advocate for local music.
I love it.
Why aren't
these bands bigger somewhere else? You know, they're so good. And the show just became more of a 70-30, 80-20, and more or less, it's a pretty much 100% local show now.
That's really cool.
It is very cool.
You have a lot of really good artists on there, too, though. Really good groups.
Right.
Really good groups.
There's some fun peeps out there. Good peeps.
Yeah. Well, and you can tell, I just read some of the comments that they write, how much they appreciate the platform that you're giving these
guys. We give each other big sloppy hugs.
Big wet ones.
By the end of the show.
You know, we've been known to ask a few of our guests if they were a song, what song would they be? Now, being, you know so much about music and you've heard so much music over the years, is there a song that fits you, that really kind of maybe
fits me? No.
Your song.
You know what? I'm not that deep. I couldn't come up with that, I don't think. I love so many songs.
Name a couple. Anything that comes to the top of your head.
You know what? Brand new, local or non-local, Brand New Cadillac from The Clash came out in 1979 on London Calling. It is like one of my favorite songs.
What's it called again?
Brand New Cadillac from
Brand
The Clash.
Brand New Cadillac.
And pretty much anything from Elvis Costello. I'm a big Elvis Costello fan.
Oh.
Things of that nature, you know. But I just, you know, there's a local band called Awesome Jarvis and the Wales, the Zots, Screw, all these guys. Really good stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm just recently getting into Rocky's music, which is
cool.
Dynamite. Yeah. What a voice.
Awesome.
What a voice.
Thank you.
She's actually going to join us in a couple weeks on Thursday night.
Oh, really?
On the 14th. I think we were talking about that. And
Did you guys get that scheduled?
Just got to finalize that.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good. Well, she'll be on your show.
Yes.
Oh, January 14th, because she has a show coming up on the 15th.
Yep.
So
I think that's
really
what we were
going
to put together. So a couple of weeks from now, Rocky will come in. And
I think we're
going to have some people from the WHFR, which is where I was, that do they have a live show there where they bring in talent to do live on air.
Oh, they want me.
And I want them to meet Rocky. So I'm trying to put all that together, too.
Well, she'll perform live, on your show.
We're
going to
do something acoustic, I think.
Oh, cool.
Or something. We haven't worked it all out yet.
Awesome.
And for anybody listening that is not sure what they're talking about, Rocky Velouse first of all, our theme song is sung by Rocky Velouse. She is a signed artist, and she does have a big show. I have it on my calendar. I'm so excited. Our CEO also has it on her calendar. It's the 15th of January.
Oh, and we have to buy her shots, Rebecca.
I think,
Lots of shots.
That means I have to drive home.
Yes, you do have to drive.
But Jackie is – I'm not Jackie. I'm sorry. Rocky is the headliner, but JP's also going to be there.
Yeah, I'm excited about
that. So talk about a great event to go to. And it's tell everybody where it's at again.
It's Detroit Pub, and it's January 15th.
Friday night.
I think it starts like at 8 o'clock. Tickets, I believe, are $10, I think. And there's a big lineup of people, and it's being put on by Stewart Artist Management, which they're going to be on the show at the end of January. And I'm really excited to hear about his management company, along with his hip-hop artist, Son Red, R-E-D-D. He's pretty big in the hip hop world, and so we're going to hit both of them. Red is not in the show.
Oh, okay.
So,
I'm sorry.
And he's phenomenal. I'm kind of bummed that he's not in the show, but I'm sure there's a reason for it. He's probably touring or whatever. But we're going to have them both on the Nooner show at the end of January, so we can find out more about the management company too, and how he goes about deciding who he's going to sign, who he's going to work with. You know, because that whole side of the business is, that's a lot of work. So.
I know. And you know about it also.
Yeah.
I'm just getting a little peek into it. Yeah. But I have to just say one last thing before I know we have to wrap up.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I loved about last week, you know, being around your kids and all that, is it was so sweet to watch how Rocky just really wanted John Paul to, you know, to shine and to sing. And she didn't, you know, I mean, it's just to have that much talent in one family and to share the spotlight.
Well, it's nice they don't compete, which is pretty cool.
They seem to have a very great respect and
for each other.
Yeah, and love.
Yeah. And all three of them. I mean, Olivia is, you know, wants to get into med school and, you know.
Take care of the two of them.
Yeah.
They'll
take care of
her.
Never mind them. Take care of me.
So nice. I know what you're talking about. So I was listening to the show. Nice support they have for each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really do.
That's pretty
nice. We're pretty nice. Blessed that way.
Yeah. You know what? We should raise our glasses.
Well, you're the same way with your kids.
They
Rebecca and Rachel. It's amazing.
You know, I just want to say sometimes those values start by having a tradition where you make pizza.
It does. Yeah.
You know, so
and then
it's
you
those
teach
kind
them.
Of things
yeah.
that,
right.
that really right. create family values.
And you teach them how to make wine at a very young age.
Amen. And on that note, I think we need to wrap up with our
fortune cookies.
And you know, we've been doing this fortune cookie thing since we started back in June. And I think it's wonderful to open up a fortune cookie and read what someone else, you know, thought maybe should be your fortune.
Right.
I think since it's New Year's, we should all maybe just
make up our own
fortunes.
Well, this
How's
one's
that?
Stone because this one is calling his name.
All right.
Remember, it has
Thank
to
you.
Face you. John, oh, you got
That's John, for Joanne. John's got his.
And the other thing, while we're opening this up, we want to, give a shout-out to Charlie Hune. Hope he feels better. And thank you so much for, being so apologetic.
Did you say he was under the influence, possibly?
No,
I think probably
he's not under the
influenza.
There you go.
NyQuil
or something.
Their CD next year is called Under the Influence. And we are going to close the show today with Slow Ride by Foghat because it's also the 40-year anniversary for that song. Now,
really?
Yeah, doesn't that sort of blow you away, Stone, that
it
a
is.
Song
that, that
has
was,
lasted
that was
40
the,
years?
Foghat records were great,
but
the live record in 77 was badass.
Yeah.
And I noticed they did a live 2 30 years later. I was noticing online. But that live record was one of the best. It may have been the best live record for a good long time. Good stuff.
Yeah,
and Charlie, you have to reschedule because I know so much about you now that I just have to have the opportunity.
Yeah, no, he does. He wants to reschedule.
I know.
So
he will be. He'll feel better and happy New Year. And why don't we start, Stone? What's your fortune?
Boy, this is weird. Based on what I said earlier.
Oh no.
This one says. Says, get some glasses. you will enjoy good health and financial independence.
Oh.
Am I supposed to say in bed?
If you want to.
So that would change it to live on air to gigolo or something along that lines. But anyways.
Jack, what'd you say?
Recognize and deal with reality. Oh, God. No matter how unpleasant it may be.
Mine says your present plans will be successful.
Nice.
Good to know.
Short and sweet.
Go Joanne. Ahead, Jack.
Mine's the same as yours.
Oh, as Denise's?
Your present plans will be successful.
There you go.
I guess Confucius ran out of shit to say.
Confucius. Confucius. Right. Yeah.
Joanne?
Or the...
No, Joanne's
fortune
not
cookie
read
gods, whatever.
Mine says, there's a good chance of a romantic encounter soon.
Wow. Don't get mad, Jen. Yeah, right.
She looked over at John, gave him a wink.
I'm thinking on the way home.
A nooner in the car.
A nooner at once.
What's yours?
I got the same one as you.
Oh, really?
It's dismal.
Reality
Recognize
check.
And deal with reality, no matter how unpleasant it may be. Mm.
So there was a guy at the fortune cookie plant that was like, me not know what to say. Say what you say before.
Well, should we tell him the news? Did you say anything about what we're going to do with fortune cookies?
No.
No? In 2016, Denise and I are going to make our own. We're not gonna We're not going to have store-bought anymore. They're going to be homemade, and we're coming up with the fortunes.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very cool.
So we're going to end
neat.
With Slow Ride. And Stone, thank you so much for
thanks
being here today.
Thanks for having me. This has been a blast.
Yeah, thanks, Stone.
And Happy New Year.
Happy
Hope
New
the
Year
show goes great. And John and Joanne, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Happy New Year. Jessica, thank you as always.
No, thank you, guys.
And remember, sometimes your only available transportation
is a leap of faith.
Take a leap. Happy New Year.
And happy hump day.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Slow Ride.
This is a previously recorded episode.